ask you about their running backs. I know it looked like recently it's been pretty split between three guys. Are they using them in different situations? Can they all?
I mean, you could get any of them at any time. I mean, they're all good. And obviously Anderson's done a great job for him. Hard running guy, tough, good balance. Gets a lot of tough yards. Charles is a great back. He's got good good vision, you know, kind of big play threat. Booker's just been coming on. You know, he had the wrist early and kind of got slowed early in the season, but, you know, each week he seems to get a little bit more prominent role. He's done a good job for him in the passing game, but he's a hard guy to tackle. He did a great job at Utah, you know, run the ball, breaking tackles. I mean, he's a good. So, yeah, all those guys they're good.
Booker kind of he split the difference between the other two almost as sort of like an all-purpose guy.
Yeah, but he's a big guy. I mean, this is not like a little scat back. I mean, he's big and strong. He's a physical runner. But he has quickness, and he's didn't get a chance. I wouldn't say he had a lot of opportunities in college to show up in the passing game. Kind of like James, you know, in the offense James is in, he wasn't, you know, featured as a receiver. I would say Booker wasn't featured as a receiver in the Utah offense, but he's shown going back to Ray Rice, I mean, I don't know if he caught a pass in college, you know, and he was the third down back and returned kickoffs in the NFL and all that. So, you know, sometimes that happens to those guys. They just don't get the opportunity in college for one reason or another. It's not they can't do it. It's just they didn't get a chance to do it. But, yeah, Booker's shown up good in the passing game as well.
Ask you about Lawrence Guy and what you've seen from him. Seems like he's been pretty versatile and durable since he's been here.
Yeah, as Lawrence is out there every day. It's a hardworking guy. He's tough. He's got a good, very professional. Comes to work every day. Works hard. Wants to know what you want him to do and tries to do it the best that he can. And works very hard at it. So I have a lot of respect for him. The way he's approached everything all year. You know, new team. New situation, but, you know, he's embraced it and has really, really given us a great effort. I mean, every single day, not just on Sunday, but, you know, every day he's come in and done everything he can do to be a better player and to try to help the team.
Adam Butler in a different stage of his career, but what are your thoughts on what he's been able to do this year?
Yeah, same thing. You know, less experience is, but, you know, has done multiple things for us, which is what he did in college. You know, smart kid, works hard. Just tried to improve in all the areas that we've asked him to improve in. He's really professional, works hard, knows what we're doing, knows what our opponents are doing.
He talked about meeting with you when you visited down there. Did he strike you as mature, maybe beyond his years when you met with him, or is that...
Yeah, he's a pretty mature guy, smart guy, understood the whole defense, played a lot of different positions, they had a rotation of defensive linemen independent on which other guys were in, then he kind of moved to the spot. So if a nose came in, he moved outside. If an end came in, he moved inside, things like that. So he was kind of the guy that adjusted to everybody else, but, you know, he understood everything, and he embraced that. It wasn't like he was, you know, felt like he was not being used properly or anything like that. He was doing what was best for the team, and he understood the situation, and, you know, he did a good job with it.
Model play that was one offensive snap last year, has obviously played a lot more this year. So what type of improvements have you seen from him just in a year's span?
Yeah, he had started in the offseason. He had a really good offseason, good spring. I don't think he's improved his overall strength, you know, his mobility. He's in good condition. You know, he kind of took a while. You know, when we first got him, I mean, he'd think he was still dealing a little bit with the knee injury from Detroit. And I don't want to say last year, but, you know, it's just over a period of time, he's between hard work, maybe it's some just physical improvement. I don't know, some combination of the two. But, you know, he looks and plays kind of like what we saw in Detroit before the injury. So.
Andrew Jellicks has been back at practice the last couple of days. Is that kind of a wait and see approach with him? See if you need.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this guy hasn't played football in, you know, over 2 years. So, you know, he's obviously been excited to get back out there and to be able to start playing. He's done a lot of rehabbing, and but really I think we're past that. It's really just training, and due to the rules that are in place, you know, his opportunity to come back and play, that window has just recently opened. We felt like this was the best time to take advantage of it. We could have done it a couple of weeks earlier, but with the bye and all that, we felt like this was a better time for him. So it's good to have him out there. I know he's excited to be out there. He's worked extremely hard. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like you said, he hasn't played football for a couple of years. So just, I guess, what are your initial impressions of him on the practice field?
That he hasn't played football in a couple of years. He's, you know, he's got talent, and he works hard, and he's done all the drills that he can do, bags and shields and sleds and cones and all that. You know, now it's actually football. I mean, you know, there are live bodies out there, and they it's a lot different than hitting up a pad. So, you know, he's adjusting to those things, but it's, you know, he's going to work hard. He's going to get better, and we'll see where it goes.
A veteran player improving his strength. Does the program have to be tailored in some way to the technique in the way you ask a player? What do you expect from a player's role when you talk about guys that may have been in one system, trained a certain way as veterans, and then come here and have to adapt to what you want them to do?
Well, what we try to do is just, you know, put the player in the best possible physical condition he can be in, and that's strength, flexibility, and explosive power. So that's what we train for. That's what we try to do. I can't really speak to other teams' programs or what they do or don't do. I'm not at those teams. But I know when players come here that they a lot of times tell us that these are, you know, things they haven't done in a while, maybe haven't done in college since college, or they did something different somewhere else, which is fine. I mean, everybody's got their own program. I'm not saying that. It's just, you know, what we do, we feel, is what prepares the player the best to play here, not play somewhere else or train for a combine or anything else. We try to get the players ready to play the position that they have to play for our football team. And so there's some variation in the training based on the position that the player plays, and also maybe his physical situation, how young or old or, you know, whatever physical limitations he may have, then we work around those. But, you know, the training is, although there are some things that are the same, there are a lot of differences when you start talking about different body types playing different positions. And we try to gear our training towards what will help that player the most play for us. So that's him, that's everybody else.
Bill, how do you feel about your team's depth at tackle right now? You obviously have your top two guys, but between Waddle and Fleming, and I think Croston has played some tackle. And you know, we were just talking about Jellicks too. Is it rare to have that many tackles, you know, in the building? And if so, why?
Well, I think that's a position that you, I feel like it's an important position to have depth there. You want to have depth at every position, but those guys are defined. And if you're tackle poor, I think that can show up a lot quicker than you know, being poor out of the positions. I mean, it's, you know, tackles, you can help them a little bit, but, I mean, they're single blocking most of the game. So it's hard to help that position. Not impossible, but it's hard.
Is it more difficult now to find capable tackles than maybe earlier on? Just
yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's always a hard position. I mean, just take a look at the salary cap, look at the salaries. I mean, look at the guys that get paid the most money by position. I mean, that's really all you need to know.
Bill, what did you take away from your experience working with Martellus Bennett?
I think I've spoken about that numerous times last year. So I'm sure, Stacy, I'm sure we have transcripts of that. I mean, I can't imagine. I must be on the record talking about him 100 times.
So regarding the tackle position, I think a couple of years ago, Brian Stork at one game had to move over, and I think at 13, Mankins, who played tackle before, and almost had to move over. How much do you have to cross-train some of those guys on the interior in the event that, you know, you deactivate a tackle for a game and then, you know, the starter goes down and then, you know, with another injury there?
Right. Again, you have seven linemen. We normally have seven linemen that go to the game. Sometimes eight, I would say never six. So those seven guys have to play 10 spots, I mean, five plus five. So you've got to have backups there, and that's part of the position flexibility that some players have, which is a good thing. But not a prerequisite. I mean, if the guy's a good player, a position, then that's a good thing too. So guys like Steve Neal that only played right guard, or David Andrews, Dan Copen that only played center. They played it well. They're good players, and, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. But, you know, Tooney's another guy that, you know, was a tackle, played left tackle at NC State. Well, played guard his junior year, but played left tackle at NC State. Mankins played left tackle at Fresno. So I think when it gets – just talking about pass protection, you know, pass blocking is pass blocking. I mean, if you can pass block a left tackle – you can probably pass block a left guard. Whereas if you can pass block a left guard, that you may not necessarily be able to pass block a left tackle. So that's, again, those are our positions to find. So that's why the average salary at those positions are what they are. And guys get drafted at those positions higher than the interior positions. I mean, they just do. So I don't think that's a position that you want to be poor at. And I would say also that position at times takes some development. It's hard to get NFL-ready guys at any position to come in, but tackle is a difficult one to come in and just from day one, you know, perform at a high level. So sometimes it takes, you know, a year or two, like it did with Marcus Cannon's a good example. But we had, you know, other guys fall into that category as well. And that's, if you get them early and you have time to work with them, then maybe you can bring them along at your pace instead of, you know, throwing them in there and having some plays that you don't want to have before you want to have them.
Final question, is that due in part to the college game, the, you know, just with the number of systems that are spreading and, you know, guys not...
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of... Yeah, I'd say there's not a lot of teams that drop back and throw, you know, intermediate-type passes. A lot of three-step drop plays, you know, really passes that are runs. And then go back and max protect and, you know, toss up go routes and posts to... You know, big fast receivers against small slow corners. I mean, so, but yeah, so they don't get a lot of training in that. I don't think they see some of the line games that we see, you know, twists and things like that that are, let's say, more a part of the NFL pass rush than college. You know, some of that's due to option and, you know, other things that they have to defend. Some of it's just guys in this league are a lot more technique-wise, a lot further along in their pass rush moves and variety and technique. So, hard to block.
Dino Raja for the field goal block team.
Yeah, he'd be good, wouldn't he? Be hard to kick it over him.
Where's the connection with him? That was like a different era. How do you know him? Like, how's your neck today?
Need some treatment. Need all the treatment. He's a big guy. Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a great guy, though. Yeah, good to have him around. All right. All right. See you in Colorado. Thank you.